Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Kevin Elka with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration. Work quietly. Mind your own business. Focus on the work of your own hands. From Thessalonians. I was in church last week, and I read one line out of the good book, and it just stuck with me. Who am I to judge my neighbor? I don't know if you've noticed, but lately there's a whole lot of let's talk about, think about, discuss the speck in somebody else's eye and not the log in our own. What happened to that? We've gotten to a point where we are really good at judging others. In fact, we're a great judge of others and an even better lawyer for ourselves. That was good there. But do your job. Do what you're supposed to do. See, if you tend to your own fires, they will burn brighter. And like the school teacher used to say, keep your eyes on your own paper. Do your job. Who am I to judge my neighbor? Can we please focus on the log in our own eye, not the speck in others? Keep your eyes on your own paper. I was speaking in a town called Snake Springs Township. Does that tell you anything about where I'm from? And I was doing it for the Department of Transportation. And there was a woman in the crowd that was saying nasty stuff to me. How much do they pay you? How much does it cost to feed you? I'm thinking, did I date you or something? I'm done with my talk and everybody leaves the room but her. And I have to admit, I was judging her by now. And I went over to her and I said, ma'am, I don't know what I ever did to you. She said, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going, well, let it keep on rolling. She said, the Department of Transportation put this on today. Yes, ma'am. She said, I called them, wrote them, and asked them to put a stoplight dead in my road for years. They wouldn't do it. 3 months ago, a trailer tractor smashed my mother and father coming out of that intersection after I tried all those years. She said, but last week they put the light up. See, we often want to think it's us and judge people, but maybe they're just hurting. Maybe it has nothing to do with you and me. We could just be kind. Let's stop judging our neighbor. Let's do our job. Let's work quietly and focus on the work of our own hands. Let's keep our eyes on our own paper. Because we tend to our own fires, they will burn brighter. I was reading where these two men were on a mission trip to Uganda. And they were in a hut together, and their cots were by each other. And the one man said, my roommate snored so bad all night in this cot by me. I thought, man, he needs to go to the hospital. There's something wrong with him. I didn't sleep all night. He got up real early, went out to the kitchen area, and his roommate was out there and said, man, you snored all night so bad, I didn't know what to do. I couldn't even sleep. I never heard anybody snoring like that. He said, me? I think you snored like that. But they heard the snoring. It was still going on. And here, what they found out is a cow was giving birth to a calf right outside their window. It wasn't either of them. It was a cow. Stop judging people. Who am I to judge my neighbor? Let's worry about the log in our own eyes. Let's work quietly, mind our own business, focus on the work of our own hands, and keep your eyes on your own paper. This is Dr. Kevin Elko. Do your job. Thanks for having me. Let's quit judging others, and let's make sure we take care of ourselves. God bless everybody.